Okay, so we just completed over here Beis Amud Aleph, and we're up to Beis Amud Beis, and we had gotten ahead of ourselves a little bit, but according to the Gemara that we learned on Amud Aleph, the din of Katan is indeed, we're Marba the Katan, right? Because we have one pasuk being Marba, one pasuk being Mamayat. Midiraisa, not in terms of chinuch. That's another one of the big machlokas, right? Because he's royal of Olei Achar's Man, Hashem King of Harish, not royal of Olei Achar's Man. Even though there we're talking about Hakel, the Pashto says that we learn out all of the dinim, and you show me all the dinim of Midia from Hakel, including Noshim and Ketanim. Okay, next line in the Mishnah is Tumtum. Says the Gemara. Hakol Moedim, the Tumtum, Shenikra v'nimtza zakar b'yom tov harishon shehu chai. Suppose the Tumtum actually, whatever it was operated on, or actually got torn, you know, by some accident, and now suddenly it becomes exposed as a normal male. So now we have an interesting situation. This happens on Yom Tov Rishon, which means that on Yom Tov Rishon suddenly becomes chayiv. Because until this point he was potter because he was a tumtum. So he would vadai be chayiv. Because once he's royal of Obi Yom Rishon, so even if kulam tashlum el Rishon, he was chayiv b'Rishon. The machlokas is maplegin b'shara yamim. Machlokas on the other days. He was a tumtum b'yom Rishon, and he's found to be a zachar b'yom sheni, let's say. So now, Omer of Yochana, kol shiva tashlum el Rishon. Again, we're going ahead. Okay, we mentioned it briefly in the Bavli as well. So all 7 days are Tashlumim L'Rishayim, and therefore if the first day he was Chayev, then he's Chayev on the other days. But if on the first day he was Potter, you can't make up for something you were Potter on. Whereas Chizkiah Omar, Chizkiah, he says not Chizkiah, who was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, it was an Amira, later Amira, and he learns, he says, how does Rabbi Yochanan know this? He learns it out from Yira'eh. So the Yira'eh is to tell me that there's two, there's a chiyav of someone who was shayach to be seen, so he still has to be ro'i le'ra'ot, even though he didn't actually see. So he was included in the potentiality. So the etshu chayav v'rishon chayav b'sheni. So if there was a Yera Es, then fine, he can go ahead and be Yera another day. But if there wasn't on the first day of Chiyav, there's no Chiyav on the latter days. Omer Revela, that's not where Rav Yochanan knows Kulan Tashlum El Rishon. He knows it from Mipesach Sheni. Mipesach Sheni Lamad Rav Yochanan. Kamad Rav Yochanan Omar Taman. Pesach Sheni Tashlum El Rishon. Exactly the same way that Rav Yochanan holds the Shittasa. That all the din of Pesach Sheni is Tashlum El Rishon. Keno Amarachar Kol Shiva Tashlum El Rishon. So that means Pesach Sheni. Let's say a ger that was niskayer between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or a katan that was niskado between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Does he bring Pesach Sheni or not? Rabbi Yochanan says it's potter. So because he was never chayav a Rishon. It's only someone who v'loyach lula v'yata Pesach b'yomahu, like we've said Pesach b'yomahu. Therefore, where we find Tashlumin was the classic Tashlumin is Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Tashlumin for Yom Rishon is only Tashlumin if there's a Chiyav. If he's a Katan who grew up on Yom Sheni, or a Tumtum who was Nikra on Yom Sheni, then it's not Shaya Tashlumin. Rav Hoshaya argues on the Yikra Halacha, on Makov Shiva Chova. The Chova of the Korban Riyah is not dependent on the Yom Rishon. It's dependent on the Re'iyah, whenever that was. So, if he became Chayiv on the second day, then he has a, does he not have a Chayiv Liros? So then let him come and bring a Korban Re'iyah. Ma nafik minayim. What other nafkamina is there between Rav Yochanan and Rav Hoshaya Shita? Not only a Tumtum, obviously, a Gershon is Gaya. So he was a Goy Biyom Rishon, he's a Jew Biyom Sheni. So I'll die to Rav Yochanan, he's Potter, because it's Tashlum El Rishon. I'll die to Rav Hoshaya, he's Chayiv, obviously. The same thing would be Av Petame Kain. There's a nafkamina, according to the way Chizkia was learning, another nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hoshaya, is if he was nitma on Yom Rishon, and then he became tohar b'yom sheni. So aldaita the Chizkia, the way Chizkia was learning Rabbi Yochanan. So aldaita the Chizkia, aldaita Rabbi Yochanan Potter, because since he wasn't roy to be nichnas lazara, so there was no yera et, so there can't be a year et. So therefore he's Potter even afterwards. Aldaita Rabbi Hoshaya, according to Rabbi Hoshaya, even though he was tamei b'yom Rishon, iskaya, dafka, anytime they become Torah. But suppose you hold of Rabbi Law, that we learn it out from Pesach Sheni, so there, you can't say that he's Potter because he was Tamei. That's the whole point of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is that if it was Tamei b'yom Tov Rishon, so he does bring Pesach Sheni. So then it makes a big nafkamina whether Rabbi Yochanan is learning it out from the Pasek, as Chizkiya said, or whether he's learning it out from the Dumya to Pesach Sheni, like Rabbi Law said. Because you can't be mamayit a tummy from the Yom Rishon, obviously. Om Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that's not the point over here. It's not that Rav Hoshaya holds that the other days are not tashlumin. The other days are tashlumin the Rishon. The point is that tumtum is a special case. Why? Because taman ra'uihu. It now turns out that actually he's ro'i all along. Because when he's Nikra, then it's clear to us that he was a male the whole time. This seems to be Chelek on Abaya's Pirish Kishabetz of Mibachutz, which I guess we always knew he was male the whole time. So what's the Nikra? Okay, but since he was a Zohar all along, so then he was a Chiev B'yom Rishon. Masha'im came Bram Hocha, Atameyat Smoing, when it's Din and Tuma. So the Rav Hoshaya is made of it, it's Tashlum in the Rishon. That's no problem. So that, even according to Rabbi Chia, would not be a machlokas between Rabbi Law and Rabbi Yochanan.
Think about the Tumtum. Isn't there an idea that Suffolk, if it can be Mavoah, you can find out?
Yeah. Let's first take a look how the Yerushalmi learns the Sugya of Tumtum. Obviously, it's not. But we're about to start now. Let's take a look. Androgynous. The Mishnah said it on Androgynous. Okay. How do we know androgynous? Of course, the churcha, prat androgynous. He's part of minaria because he has to be a total zohar. No, he's not a total zohar. Now, taman taninan, where it has to do with a suffix by Shabbos. So over there, the question is a suffix if he's a bar kayoma, not a bar kayoma. There's doicha milas doicha Shabbos. So over there, it lists separately that he's a suffix and an androgynous, a suffix ben shbeina. Or Sofik ben Tisha, in terms of how many months. Is he full term or not full term? So if he's a Sofik, that he's a Shmona, ben Shmona, or not, and we know now that he was born early, so he's not a Bar Kayoma, so then he's obviously not Deicha Shabbos. Or it could be that he's Molei Chadashot, and then it would be Deicha Shabbos. Or an androgynous, so now there's a Sofik, he's Sofik Isha, in Mechal and Lavas Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that an androgynous is a zohar, and Shmini is Derech HaShabbos, even though he's an androgynous. What would he say over here? Suffolk of androgynous, Ma'amahalcha, Rabbi Yehuda. Is this a din? Stamina is the din over here by Riyah, is the same really as the halacha over there? It's all done in a suffolk, or is it based on a special mute? So if androgynous is Mila, is Deicha Shabbos, obviously he holds an androgynous is a Zohar. So what would be the din of his being a Zohar Lagabi Riyah? Now, Shmina Minad, let's learn it from the following Braisa. Yochanan ben Davoy quotes Rabbi Yehuda as saying that a Suma is also part of Minariya. Af HaSuma. Now, what does Af mean? I mean, did you ever hear anybody say af, where he's arguing on the thing that you just said before? Obviously not. He's saying af, and he's adding. He's not arguing, right? So, v'leit bar nash amar af, eladumode al kadmaita. Nobody says af unless he agrees with what you just said, right? So that means, because the first part over here says, what quotes the Mishnah, that an androgynous is pater minareiya. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, and so is a Suma. So obviously he agrees that an androgynous is pater, otherwise he would have said, Hasuma pater, but not an androgynous. So why is this then? Mirchle fashitasid Rav Yehuda. So why then is Rav Yehuda hold Lagabe Mila that he's considered rich? Rich?
Yeah.
Why Lagabe Mila does Rav Yehuda hold that the androgynous is a zachar? And over here he holds that he's not. Because Taman Omer Prat here, when it comes, remember the Yerushalmi always switches its location. You remember this, we've seen this many times, that we're in the Bavli, everything is local, in the sugya that you're dealing with, the Yerushalmi switches locations instantaneously, you never know where you are. So when it moves to a different sugya, the Yerushalmi is now in Shabbos. So we're now holding the second Shabbos.
Shabbos
now Taman means there, meaning in Chagiga.
Okay.
Right? It's a very interesting difference, Bichlal, and how connected you are to the particular model level of the program that you're in.
But does the same law apply, like, for example, the Bible, they would say here, that's where the problems could be. Everywhere else, everything is huggy doy and clean. But here could be the problem. Here is where we're working the problem. So when it changes the
here it's always time saying Hacha as opposed to Hasan. Doesn't necessarily follow in the Yerushalmi, even though the Bible would also be talking about Halkanazim. So it's a different thing. So over here, Taman, over there, when it comes to Riyah, there's a Prat. What's the Prat? Zechorcha, Prat, Landrobius, right? So therefore, but Halcha here in the Dinim of Shabbos, there's no reason to be Dochet. Because Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan who argue here in Shabbos about this Halacha, they both learn it from the same pasuk, Mikra Echad Ein Darshin, because it says Va'arel Zachar. So Rabbanan say, what's the says Arel? I mean, I know what an Arel is. What does it say Arel Zachar? Ma'ata b'lom Arel Zachar. To tell me that you know for sure he's a Zachar, Achikulo Zachar. He has to be a normal male. Then he's an Arel Zachar, which comes to exclude an androgynous. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Darash, Zachar, Ma'ata b'lom Arel. To tell me, even if he's only partially an Arel, so in other words, a Zachar, who nonetheless is partially an Arel, so in other words, either he's a Zachar, meaning he's completely an Arel, like an untreated male is, but even if he's a Arel and not a Zachar, how can you have an Arel is not a Zachar? An androgynous. Right? So in other words, you can't call him a Zachar, but you can call him an Arel because he has a foreskin. So the question is, normally a female doesn't have a recognizable foreskin that we call a foreskin. But over here, that's the whole point. An androgynous essentially is an enlarged clitoris, right? I mean, that's the difference between a male and a female. It's the same organ. But there's only minor differences that normally develop completely. So what the idiots do to a woman to cut off the foreskin, so to speak, of the clitoris, which would have been an actual foreskin under the right hormonal influences during the development of the Vlad. And it's amazing that Yerushalmi sees this, because that's what the whole drush is based on. But over here, there really is a penis there. So you can actually call it a foreskin. You can't really call it a zocher. But there's a foreskin. That's the point. Says Rav Yehuda, you see, it's shaykh to have a zachar. Okay, that's obvious. But it's shaykh to have an oral is not a zachar. So therefore, I feel it makes us oral. But if it says kol zachurcha, so then obviously it's prat androgynous. There's no contradiction between the shita of Rav Yehuda here in Shabbos and there in Chagiga. Now switching back to Chagiga. Nashim, kol zachurcha, our Tana holds, is prat l'nashim. So that's the even though we would have learned it out from the Hakel. Avadim, where do we know that from? Nashmina minhad, shalosh pamim b'shana, yira'eh kol zechurcha et p'nei adon Hashem. Et she'en lo adon ela Hashem. Yatza evet she'esh lo adon acher. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, minayin shekola mekayim mitzis ria, ki ilu mekavo p'nei ashchina, shalosh pamim b'shana yira'eh kol zechurcha p'nei adon Hashem. What's the pshat that we call all of a sudden Hashem and Adon? Well, the other time it's not an Adon. But all the time we talk about to be lifnei Hashem. We use the word Adon all the time. Elo, the pshat is, this is a unique opportunity. That at that point, a person literally sees the Adon. And that means that there's a gilui shchina. So he's raya p'nei Hashchina. It's like he was mekabel the shchina itself. Chiger, it says regalim. That has to mean he has working legs. Choleh, completely different approach. Dechtiv v'samachta. So that means that the shalosh pa'amim b'shana is not v'samachta l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. If he's sick and he's miserable, he's not going to be happy. We're not telling him to come up and to make himself miserable. Fella, no? It's such a beautiful drasha. There's so many of these chiyuvim, and it all talks about happiness, but lamaisa doing it is miserable. And it's so difficult for a person. It's such a, you know, he's a sick person or an old man. It's hard for that. Samachta, I didn't tell you to come up to be miserable. I mean, I told you to come up to be happy. So it doesn't include someone that it's difficult for. Zakein dechtiv regalim. Omer Reb Yosei, this, what's the pshat dechtiv regalim? Like for the zakein, isn't it the same thing? The zakein's not happy. It's such a tircha. Says Reb Yosei, it's either of the above, lakula. So even, let's say, you could be happy. He doesn't mind the tircha, but he can't walk. He needs somebody to push him in a wheelchair. Potter, because any of Allah, they're Korean of regalim. Suppose he can walk perfectly well, but he's miserable. So then he's potter. Karani Allah is samachta. Brilliant. It's a totally different approach.
Right.
So
Chol could
be at any age.
Chol could be at any age. Where he's unhappy. Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, says that Beit Shammai u'Beit Hillel, the guy with the question of the shear of the cotton, well, you know, Yochel Halach or on his father's back, we have in the Mishnah. Actually, Mikre Achad Ein Dorshin. They're both reading the same pasuk. Beit Shammai Omer says, look, the one that it says Kol Zechurcha. Kol Zechurcha is Ketanim. Everybody, any male. On the other hand, it says Regalim. Regalim is Mashma. Somebody has to be able to walk. What do you do? You do a compromise. If he can make it up on his feet, spread on his feet, he can carry. He can be carried on his father's back by spreading his legs. Says the Gemara, oh, I said, isn't the youngest katan, he could just, can't you spread his legs? No. He has to be able to jump on Giddy Up Horsey, do it himself. That's called Shu Yachol. But Stam, I mean, of course, take an infant and also hold the kids' feet, the hands. I mean, people do that all the time. That's not called She Yachol Lafsia. He has to be able himself to do it.
Beit Hillel.
Yeah, I think that's the pshat. That's why I said it this way. I'm not 100% convinced, because otherwise, I mean, wouldn't the Gemara have recognized that right away? Shekol Kotten. But I think at the end that's zichru what he means. And it makes sense. Mafsia. Beis Hillel Darshan, Kasav Echanom Zechurcha, Kasav Echanom Regalim. I agree, make a compromise. What's the compromise? The compromise is not to ride horsey. The compromise is to hold hands, but to still walk the whole way on your feet, not to be using your feet except to climb on your father's back. So that means that he has to be Yochel Echos B'Yadu Shalavim U'Le'inyan Tyrus. How about Le'inyan Tyrus? The halach is over there, Suffolk. If you have a Suffolk Tumah, we learn out from Seita, a Suffolk tuma, Virshus Arabim, is tall, by definition. But this special halacha, and Virshus Arabim is tame, but this special halacha is dependent on Yeshbo Da'at Lishael. In other words, the person who was guarding the Suffolk has to be able to be asked questions about what happened. What level of Das is required when it comes to the din of Tumah v'Tyrus? So the Inyan Tyrus, what is a katan in terms of Da'at Lishael? It certainly is not a chiyav of Da'at to be bar mitzvah. So I mean, eshutafus b'yad aviv. So the katan has enough Das over here that we're being mechayev of you to be malal regel. So is that called sveiko kepikea? So he has Da'at Lishael. So he's like anybody else. And, but if aviv tofes b'yado, so then Sveiko Kecherich, maybe over there, his father can hold his hand, but he won't hold his father's hand to walk. So if this kid's a certain age, you can hold them up and pull them along, but they're not interested in holding you and walking along. Bram Halcha, here we don't find. So there we had a suffix like that. Here we don't find that Beis Hillel is mechalik and who holds whose hand. It just says Koshi Achol. So Benkach Benkach Chayev. So whether his father holds his hand or he holds his father's hand, it's mashma there's Chayev. Rabbi Bon Bar Chia Boy Kamei Rabbi Zira. Echan Oyu Mar In Panim. Where is the place that you have to get to? We're talking about Shiachol La'alot. To where? Bahar Abayit? Is it a din in the Machana Leviya? Or Ba'azarot? Is it a din in the Machana Shechina? Omar Baisa Reb Zera says that. L'chaira Nishmina Min Hada. We should be able to learn it out of the Braisa. It says, Hatamei Patur Min Ariya. Today's Gemara. As we said, whoever is allowed in is allowed to bring a carp. And the ain't tummy maid nichnas harabayit? Isn't the tummy maid allowed to come into harabayit? But you're right. There's no Mr. tummy maid that we learn out that Yosef, Atzmot Yosef Imo, that he was with, Atzmot Yosef was together with Moshe in Machane Leviya. And harabayit is Machane Leviya. So according to that, a tummy maid should be able to be royal of him. So why are you saying that he's not chayev in a carbon riyah? Must be hada amra ba'azorayam aramponim. It must be that the chayev, therefore, riyah spanim is dafke in the azora, and over there, in achinami, a tummy maid is also midiraita in the azora. Fantastic, right? Then let me ask you something else. Me'echanat mobet. What is, it says, koshen yecholal esparaglam yushalayim. Right? What point in Yerushalayim? Okay, you're telling me now it's still the Azor. What point in Yerushalayim is called Yerushalayim? I mean, it's the closest point to the Azor, the furthest point of Yerushalayim. Gilo, I mean, what's Yerushalayim exactly? Min hachoma or min habatim? Where do we count from? We count from the outer choma or only from the place where the houses are? Tanishmu min hashiloach. It's the Mayan HaShiloach that we count for. The Shiloach haya be'emtza ha-medina. The Shiloach was in the middle of Yerushalayim. Barnea, this is very important for you. That's called in the middle of the city, and that's where you're meditate. Okay. I think we should stop here already.
Yeah.
You know what? Would you mind very much if we finished until the Mishnah? Because it's still. It's already, I mean, we're over time. It's 22 minutes.
I'm okay.
Is everybody okay? We can be marshaling tomorrow. It's on. Huh? It's fine? Okay. How about. There's something else. Rabban Bachia Boykame Rebbe Zira. Maulah Shaleach Hagigosa Biyarach. If he's a Tommy, can he send his carbon re'iyah. Can you send it with somebody else or not? Okay, so Omar Lane, Ashmina Ma'ara. Let me learn it from here. It says a mukishchin or a polypsin. Pterim in a re'iyah. So somebody who's disgusting, he has oozing wounds all over, he has polyps that smell. Pterim in a re'iyah. Tiftivu vata shama, veveitam shama. Somebody who can't come into the Azora because it's not derech kovet for him to come in. Interesting. Same sugya, totally different marker. And so he's potter. Hatameh is also potter. Dechti bevo kol Yisrael, haro'i levoim kol Yisrael. Exact opposite. The mamish inverted drushes, right? We learn tameh from uvata shama veveitam, and the palpalipsin, so to speak, the marad, the mitzarev, the bursi, we learn out from bevo kol zechurv. So our royal avoyim kol Yisrael may vishin, royal avoyim kol Yisrael may no me. What's the problem? Yishlach korban over yadachir. If you think that it's possible for him to send the korban, to send the korban, so you see, you can't, obviously you can't send the korban. Omer of Yossi, okay, that's only a korban riyah. The chiyav over here is what would be, I mean, you're saying over here not to be able to come in. So then he's part from Korban Riyah. So Zotamert, She'ino Mishaleach Chagigato B'yad Acher, Reb Shemi Boy, O Chilov, maybe we should say that we should do it the opposite, the way they do it in the Bavli, that Mukashchina Palapsina Patura Minariya Dichtibovoko Yisrael Ra'ot Hatome Patamariya Dichtibovata Shama Vedetam Shama. Chazer Rabshimi Va'omar Mukashchina Palapsin Half a piece ain't ruin lava in koyso ruin ain't lava bifnei atzman. That's not good because they would have been able. That's not a reason to potter them, because I would have said maybe they can't come with kol yisrael, but they can come together with everybody else like themselves. But the way I'm learning it, they can't come. It's not nice. There's somebody smelly or somebody oozing wounds is going to walk in. It's not nice. It's not covered to the base of English. Hatamei. The Tommy is not royal of Olazara. That makes sense, because over there's lo bifnei atzmo, v'lohim ko Yisrael. So over there, I can learn him out over there, either way, even if I say him ko Yisrael, because obviously he can't come himself either. And how about hifrish chagiga tova mate? Somebody is mafrish now is Riyah, or is chagiga. And he was Riyah, bnei Azara. Can he, is this carbon still Shayach, normally an Eila is brought after death. But over here, this Eila is part of the relationship to his Riyah and his connection to Hashem and the Riyah. So is it still brought? Hayorshim, Hashaviyoto. I mean, normally Krovim bring the carbon. But the Shayla is, does it have a din of Avas Riyah? I mean, if it doesn't have a din of Avas Riyah, it's Stam. You want to say you bring it as a Chayav, it's Stam, bring it as a carbon. As an oilas nedava, but then it's not teich yanta. If it's an oilas ria, it's teich yanta. Makes a big nafkamina. What is it? Are the yorshim bringing an oilas ria or not? Revi Elomer yirei yirei or yirei yirei. Haroi lavo mevi shenu roi lavo ino mevi. Since it says yirei and then v'lo yirei at pnei Hashem rekan, so that means that he has to be roi lavo b'shas la'akrava. If he's dead, it's very difficult for him to come. And therefore, there's no din of Eilas Riyah. And it remains an Eilah, but it's an Eilas Nedava. Rabbi Zeira argues, Ke'ad Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonatan, both of them, Darshan, Kol Bechor Banecha Tifteh, V'lo Yero'u Panay Rekam, to teach me a Hekesh, that Afilu Le'achar Misa, just like if a child dies Le'achar Shloshim, and he wasn't a padui, father has to be paid that. Once the chiyav of pidyon is chal, so hocha, and it ends with lo yiru panai reikam. Here too, lo yiru panai reikam, once he became chayav, and he was rei panai azor, and then he dropped dead, but see, once he was mafresh, it has a din of a eilas ri'iyah, and the yarshim bring it, because of the pasuk. Omer abobar mama, machlokes Shmuel v'reb Yochanan. This machlokus about whether Yorshim bring an Eila Le'achar Misa as an Eila's Riyah or Eila's Nedava is dependent on machlokus Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel in a different sugya, which is very similar. And that is the Eila of a Yoledes who died. The Yorshim bring the Eila. Does it have a din of an Eila's Yoledes? Or does it have a din of an Eila's Nedava? Because this is actually a Mishnah. The Tanina Tamat. Aisha Ayoledes, who was chayef to bring her karmen, which is a karmen chatas and an oila, at the end of her tumah, shehivia chatata v'meita. So she brought her karmen chatas. We know a karmen chatas can't bring la'achar misa. It's one of the chamish chatos meisas. She brought her karmen chatas. It says over there in the Mishnah, yavil hayorshim olata. But if she brought her karmen oila first and didn't get a chance to bring her chatas, then lo yaviu ayoshim chatasa, because one of the chamish chatas amesas, chatas amesu ba'aleha, so chatas has to be allowed to die, tamut. So Shmuel explains the Mishnah b'mefureshet, which is talking about over there, that yaviu ayoshim olata davka, where she already set aside both of them, and she said, this is to my Eila, so therefore they bring it even though she had died. But Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilo enamu fureshet." They still have to bring it. Now, what are we talking about? Manat kayami. Ibishi yorshu karka. What? Bahada amash women fureshet. We're talking about that there's karka there. If there's karka, then the shibud of the debts on the heirs is a diraisa. And if there's karka, real estate that carries a shibud midiraisa. Since the Shibud is the Araisa, why would Shmuel say she had to be Mafreshet? Wasn't she Mechuyevet? If she's Mechuyevet, it's a debt. It becomes a debt now on her property. If there's property to inherit, so then the heirs inherited the property and have to pay. There's a Shibud on the Nechasim. And if we're talking about that there was no Shibud the Araisa, so what, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, an heir is Mechuyev, even if she wasn't Mefureshet, so they, why is the heir Chayev to pay for something that they didn't, it's not there, it's not their problem. So where's the chov on the actual estate? So what's it, their business? I don't understand there can't be a machlokas. If there was a Yerusha of Karkas, Shmuel couldn't have argued. He would never have said that she needs to be mefreshim. If there was no Shibud, how could Rabbi Yochanan say there's a chiv of tashlumi? So what are we talking about? Ma nafak min b'neim. Where would there possibly be a machlokas between these two sides? That according to Shmuel, you bring the korban eila dafke b'mefureshet, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you bring it even without. Yorshu karka al daita de Shmuel litba in tovi l'mashkin in memashkin. Now, halacha is, according to Shmuel, even if they were Yorish karka, since there's not a chiyav of an oilas yoledes, that's the point. Yes, there's an oil, but there's no, you can't be mamashkin on a korban that is not a chayva. So where's the shibud? The shibud is only on the person who made the neder, so to speak. That person isn't here. So if it had been an actual din of an oilas yoledes, then in a chinami, there would have also been a halacha of the Yorshim bringing it, because it's a Shibud in the karka. But since Shmuel holds, there's no chiyuv of an oilas yoledes la'achar misa, because there's no more yoledes. So the korban, if she made it, it's okay. So then already she set it aside, now it's hegdish, let them bring it. But if it was never set aside, where's the chiyuv going to come from? If the yoledes doesn't exist. So therefore, it's an oilas nedav, you don't bring it. Because we're not mamashkin on an oilas nedav, unless it was already mufresh. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, al daita Rabbi Yochanan, since the korban retains its din of an oilas yoledes, af lamashkin mamashkininan. Because there's a shibud of the araisa, the nechosim became a shubadim for this kiev of korban, that is still extant, and therefore even if Yorshim metaltalin, the din would be, al daita Rabbi Yochanan, boa tovim. You can at least be tovea. You can't be mamashkin, that's true, because there's no shibud. But you can certainly be tovea because of the din, so therefore they would be tovea in this case. But al daita
tovea who on what?
There is a chiyav yoledes, a chiyav of a korban yoledes, and Bezdin has a right to be tovea that chiyav. They can't take it out of the karka, because there isn't any karka. And Tatlin, you can never be Meshabit. So a dite in the Shmuel. Shmuel holds that if it's after death, it's not an oilas yoledes. So he says, therefore, achlit boayin tovim. So what's a check to be tovea something that's not a chiyav? Therefore, the same thing would be true over here, for an oilas ria. If it's an oilas ria, it would be the same thing. If according to Shmuel holds that it's not shayach, the halacha of a yoledes, so it's not shayach halacha of a roya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the din that was there originally remains, even though the person is no longer there. So it would be the same thing. Okay, after tva'im tov'im. Okay? Fine.